For Us to Review, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship between Arthur and Leon. Summary. Sometimes a friendship starts with grain reports and continues with heroic tales. But then, life gets in the way. Arthur could read. He could read very well. He just didn't particularly enjoy it. Not when the sun was shining brightly, and he could be outdoors training with the knights. With a heavy sigh, he turned back to the report in front of him. It was on grain stores, of all things. He knew that was important. Of course it was. Without sufficient food stores, they couldn't feed their people. That was unacceptable. Logically, he knew that this was part of being a prince, and eventually king, and he needed to be capable of dealing with it. But as he glanced back at the window, he wished it just didn't have to be today. Then a thought occurred to him. His father had told him to review these reports. He hadn't specified where. Bolstered by this realization, Arthur leapt from his chair. He grabbed the necessary reports and hurried outside. There was absolutely no reason he couldn't read in the sunshine. There was a spot along the outer wall where he could sit and still have the training ground in view. It was perfect. He could watch the knight's training and do his assigned reading. Mostly. He'd get to it. He knew that the knights knew he was there. They had as clear a view of him as he did of them, after all. But that was fine. There was no reason for him not to take a break now and then to watch. He still had things to learn on that front, too. Multitasking, Arthur believed it was called. When the training finally ended, Arthur looked back down and realized he'd only managed to read one of the three reports his father had given him. He winced. Perhaps he wasn't so good at this multitasking thing after all. He heard footsteps approaching, and he grimaced. At least it wasn't his father or his tutor, or worse, Morgana. He knew all of their footsteps too well. These two were vaguely familiar, but he wasn't as certain he could identify them. Still, he wasn't concerned. There were guards at the doorway. If anyone who didn't belong tried to get past them, he'd have heard the commotion. Arthur looked up from his report and smiled a little at who he saw. "Sire," Leon greeted with a slight bow, before sitting down beside him. "We were curious what kept you up here and away from training this morning." Leon was one of the youngest of the knights, closer to Arthur's age than many of the others. Despite his youth, he'd proven himself brave and steadfast. He'd also been very kind when Arthur first started his own training, and not in the must-be-nice-to-the-prince way that most were. No, Leon had been genuinely patient and kind as he explained anything Arthur had a mind to ask. Leon understood that Arthur was a prince, but a prince who was still learning. He didn't expect Arthur to know everything and have all the answers. Arthur rather liked him more than he liked most of the others because of it. "Leon," Arthur greeted with a nod. Gesturing to the reports on his lap, he continued, "Father has me reviewing grain reports. He wishes to discuss them at supper." Understanding flickered in Leon's eyes. "But it's entirely too nice a day to do so indoors," Leon said, picking up the thread of Arthur's thoughts. Nodding enthusiastically, Arthur replied, "See, you get it." Leon laughed. "I never understood why anyone thinks learning is best done in the stuffy indoors when the weather is so fair." Relaxing a little, Arthur grinned. "Nor do I," Arthur said. Deflating a little, he admitted, "I might have gotten a little distracted watching training, though, but I will be finished with these in time." Smiling encouragingly, Leon replied, "Of course you will, sire. Is there anything I can do to help?" Looking back at the one he had managed to read, Arthur handed it over to Leon. "Read through this and then ask me questions," Arthur replied. "That's what Father will do." Without hesitation, Leon took the report. That afternoon started a new routine for the pair. When Arthur had reports to review for his father, he'd read them. Then he'd find Leon and have the young knight read them too, before asking him questions to be sure he properly had everything he needed. For some months, it worked undisturbed. Then, one afternoon, his father found them while they were disagreeing over the contents of a report. "What is going on here?" Uther demanded. His sudden appearance brought them both to their feet, though Leon quickly bowed in respect. "Sire," Leon greeted. Arthur gave a quick dip of his head. "Father, Leon was helping me review these reports." Uther's eyes narrowed. "Is he?" the king asked. Nodding at Arthur, Leon assured, "The prince is most diligent, sire. He reads the reports himself, then he asks me to do the same. I ask him questions until he is satisfied with his ability to answer any questions you might have on the matter, sire." Uther's eyes widened in surprise at that. "Truly?" Leon smiled a little, but nodded again. "Indeed, my lord," Leon replied. "It has been our custom for several months now." It was difficult not to fidget under the king's scrutiny, but Leon managed it. Then Uther turned back to his son. "I would have recommended an older, higher-ranking knight as a confidant in such matters, but I understand why you would seek out someone nearer your own age. Having someone to consult with is useful. This was a wise, mature decision, Arthur. Well done." Arthur resisted the urge to duck his head. He offered his father a smile. "Thank you, father," Arthur replied. Looking back at Leon, Uther said, "You will join us at the next council session. We shall see what you both have learned." Leon bowed to the king. "Of course, sire." Arthur's head and throat ached terribly, and he was utterly certain his nose hadn't stopped running for 2 days. At Gaius's urging, his father had given him the next few days off from any duties. It was just as well. His vision blurred when he tried to look at reports for too long, and he was too tired to even lift his sword. Whatever it was, it had made its way through most of the knights and courtiers. Arthur had hoped he'd escape unscathed, but he hadn't been so fortunate. Gaius assured them it would pass, and Arthur would be back to himself soon, but it didn't make it any less awful in the meantime. A knock drew Arthur's attention to the door. "Come in," Arthur croaked. Leon stepped in. "How are you feeling, sire?" Leon asked. Slumping in his chair, Arthur shook his head. "Awful," he grumbled. With a rueful smile, Leon suggested, "Then perhaps you should be resting in bed." Arthur gestured towards the small book on his lap. "I was attempting to read something enjoyable for once," Arthur groused. "It's full of stories about knights." Leon nodded. "There are a great many such tales. I can see why they'd interest you." Eyes drifting back to the prince's bed, he suggested, "I still think you'd be better off laying down for a time." Hesitantly, he offered, "I could read to you, if you'd like." Arthur brightened a little at the prospect. "You do that?" Wilting a little, Arthur stated, "But you could get sick too." Shrugging, Leon came closer anyway. "Pretty sure a sickness like this will be among the least of what I risk for the crown in my life," Leon pointed out. Grimacing, Arthur inclined his head to acknowledge Leon's point. As a knight, Leon had sworn to give his life for the crown if asked. This illness was uncomfortable, but not deadly. "All right then," Arthur said. "I accept your terms, Sir Leon." Smiling fondly, Leon took the book from Arthur's hands. "Then to bed with you, my prince." Arthur settled under the covers, and Leon settled next to him on top of them. "Is there a tale you'd like me to start with?" Leon asked as he opened the book. With a yawn, Arthur shook his head. "Just start at the beginning," Arthur said. Leon did just that. Arthur closed his eyes and let Leon's steady voice wash over him. As he started to drift off to sleep, Arthur wondered if this was what having a friend felt like, or perhaps even a caring older brother. It was a nice thought. A few months later, Arthur tentatively took the opportunity to return the favor. "Sire," Leon greeted, struggling to get to his feet. Arthur placed a hand on his shoulder, gently pressing him back down to his bed. "No need for that, Leon. You're injured. Gaius was very clear that you are not to leave that bed except for the most necessary business until he says otherwise, Arthur chided. Leon grimaced. Habit, he murmured. Smiling softly, Arthur replied, I know, but there's no need for it here, not with me. Now that he was here, Arthur second-guessed himself, but he pushed forward anyway and held up the book. Since you're stuck in bed for at least the next week, I thought we might pick up where we left off when I was sick. Looking surprised, Leon tentatively replied, I'm sure you have far better things to be doing. Arthur shook his head and sat down on the edge of Leon's bed. It was significantly smaller than his own, despite Leon being so much taller than he was. Still, there was room enough for him to perch. Nonsense, Arthur said. You were injured protecting my father. Least I can do is prevent you from getting bored. Uther had praised Leon's quick actions when the small party who accompanied the king on a ride had been attacked by bandits. When he was healed and up to it, there would be a small feast to commemorate the occasion. It was tradition to hold a feast the first time a knight saved the life of a member of the royal family. Arthur rather thought that was a grim thing that it happened so often. But the world was a dangerous place. I appreciate it, sire, Leon said tiredly. Arthur clasped his forearm. Rest, Leon, Arthur urged. He opened the book. Now, where were we? Over the next few years, both routines continued. When Arthur had reports to review, he'd go to Leon if he was present. The times Leon was out on patrol, Arthur had to fend for himself. He knew it was important to be able to do so, that he couldn't lean too heavily on Leon's support, lest he become reliant on it. Still, it didn't mean he enjoyed being without it. If one of them was ill or injured, the other would entertain them by reading from various books about knights and heroic deeds. Soon enough, that expanded to rainy days or stormy nights, too. Geoffrey of Monmouth took great pleasure in finding new books of such tales for them. It became a comfortable, comforting thing. And Leon became a true friend. Not just a knight close to his own age who was a convenient sparring partner or teacher, but a friend. Uther never apologized when he made decisions that Arthur didn't like, but for the first time in years he seemed almost apologetic when he told Arthur that Leon was being assigned to one of the border garrisons for a time. Arthur hated it, but if Leon was going to advance his career in a way no one could question, he had to go. The loss of his friend's constant support was a blow that Arthur underestimated. The first time he saw Leon again, Arthur barely spoke to him. Afterwards, he justified it to himself with reminders of Knight Valiant and Merlin and magic, and how busy he was dealing with all of that. He told himself he'd make it up to his friend later. Another whole year passed as Leon went on another long assignment from the king. Arthur would be lying if he said he wasn't angry that it was Leon, of all people, who pulled out of an open hit against him. He'd be lying if he said he didn't avoid his friend for weeks after the entire affair. When his ire finally cooled, Arthur realized he missed his friend, but he didn't have the slightest clue how to try and bridge the gap that had opened between them. And he knew it had to be him. Leon would never push, feeling it wasn't his place to make demands of his prince. Arthur hoped that someday he could break Leon of thinking that way, but that didn't help him in this case. Then, early one morning, Merlin knocked a book off his desk. Really, Merlin? Arthur sighed. He picked up the book while Merlin picked up the other papers that had also suffered from his clumsiness. He ignored his servant's grumbling and stared at the book in his hands. A book. Was that it? Well, not this particular book. It was all wrong. But maybe another. See if Geoffrey had acquired anything new in the time Leon was gone. Arthur had to admit, he'd nearly stopped reading entirely with Leon away. Sorry, sire, where do you want this grain report? Merlin asked, drawing Arthur's attention once more. I think it was the top of the stack? A grain report. That was even better. That was how their friendship started in the first place. That was how they could mend it. Placing the book back on the desk, Arthur reached for the grain report. Give it here, Merlin. Just put the others back. Merlin handed the report over. Good. Once you've finished that, polish my armor and mend that shirt that ripped 2 days ago like I told you to yesterday. I have a council meeting this afternoon, so you'll need to bring me my lunch beforehand. Merlin sighed. Yes, you prat. Arthur rolled his eyes and headed for Leon's chambers. He didn't let himself second-guess his plan, or he knew he'd lose his nerve. This felt too much like apologizing, and a voice too like his father's whispered in his ear that he never needed to do that. After all, he'd done nothing wrong. Well, other than ignoring his friend, that was perhaps wrong. He knocked on Leon's door. Leon didn't hide the surprise in his eyes as he opened it and saw Arthur. "Sire, is there something I can do for you?" Leon asked, bowing shallowly. By the time he straightened once more, his perfectly neutral court face was firmly affixed. Arthur hated that very much. He'd finally gotten Leon to stop that nonsense, and now here it was again. Squaring his shoulders, Arthur held up the report in his hand. "I have a grain report for us to review." Understanding lit in Leon's eyes, and his face softened. "Of course, sire," Leon replied, stepping back and opening his door all the way to allow Arthur inside. Arthur smiled. It was a start. When Leon turned up at his door with a hesitant knock and a new book of tales as thunder roared outside 2 evenings later, Arthur knew they would be all right. The end.